Whether you are a retiree or simply related to one, one of the fears is that some bad actor will insinuate themselves into your lives and take unscrupulous financial advantage. A number of states have laws on the books specific to the crime of theft from a vulnerable adult. According to the National Conference on State Legislatures, which monitors these laws, this type of financial abuse remains an active topic in state capitals. As reported by the New York Times, last year, 33 states, as well as the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, considered measures against the illegal or improper use of the money, property, or assets of senior citizens. Fraud and identity theft targeting older people have also been focuses of legislative activism. A bill signed by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan last year authorizes the state's Division of Consumer Protection to bring a civil action for damages against those targeting vulnerable adults. Here's the issue. As the number of older, wealthier people grows, so too does the number of people eager to prey upon them financially. The awareness of such instances of misconduct was heightened by the case of Brooke Astor, a New York heiress and socialite whose son was convicted of grand theft in 2009 in connection with her ample fortune. Most cases of financial exploitation don't receive that type of attention. These cases are often overlooked and unreported, according to prosecutors, because of a lack of a national government-run system for complaints and intervention. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.